Jonathan Brown here with my PG Now. I had the pleasure of sitting down with TSN's Cabby Richards, host of Cabby Presents, among other things, while he was in Prince George before he hosted Sports Trivia Night down at the Caribou House. First question for him was what people could expect.
Well, they're going to have fun. And I know that the questions are pretty varied. I know there's a lot of hockey-focused trivia, which, understandably, I know there's a big hockey community here. But it'll be fun, and hopefully there won't be anything too hard. I know there are some dudes that like to flex their sports trivia muscles, so you might see some of those characters there, but I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot and, like, embarrass anybody.
Have you done any of the sports nights like this before? Like
never. Never. We just do sports nights, like, at my boy's place. Like, when we're watching, you know, the big tentpole event, so it's March Madness opening weekend, it's the Super Bowl, it's, you know, NBA All-Star Weekend or the NHL All-Star Weekend. Yeah, big tentpole things. Or baseball playoffs. Those are usually pretty good because those games go forever. But that's when baseball is the most exciting. It's like, you know, October and November, if it goes quite as far as November.
Excited to maybe just let loose and just wing it, not like TSN where it's kind of strict.
In that regard, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to... Yeah, it'll be... I mean, it'll be fun. Like, my stuff at TSN, I don't interact with people. I just interact with one or a couple of athletes. Here it's like I'll be interacting with just, you know, everyday people, so I guess it would be different in that regard. I hope I'm not called on to answer any of the questions because my level of knowledge is similar to maybe a second grader's, at the very most, like some kid in grade 9 at College Heights or maybe PGSS.
Good school. That's maybe a better school.
Yeah.
Who came to who? How did this come to fruition?
Norm reached out because his team, they're doing more events. So they're trying to bring some people out here that have never been out here and sort of build some events around or just creating events. So that's how I got the invitation. I'm like, oh, Sports Night sounds cool. It's, you know, just saw SNL 40 and Will Ferrell is so brilliant as Alec Trebek. And I don't know if you saw that Celebrity Jeopardy sketch, but it was so good. It's not going to be anything like that. There's not going to be a... What's Burt Reynolds' character? Turd Ferguson. I mean, somebody could look like Turd Ferguson. I've been in Prince George for about an hour. So I'm sure there are some colorful characters out here. So yeah, hopefully there'd be nobody as belligerent as Turd Ferguson. But that remains to be seen.
Might be a couple.
Maybe, yeah. If they get the Caribou beer in them, then like by, you know, 10:30, guys might be real loose. And it's going to be quite something.
A Darger grill, perhaps.
I will knuckle up.
So, PG 1 hour, what's your first impression of this town?
It's small. It's, I could, like, if I was Shaquille O'Neal, I could eat cereal out of it because it's like a bowl. Like, everything's just in the middle. Like, it's like a... Because where I'm staying is we have to drive up into this area, College Heights, so you drive down into the town. It's nice. You know, Mr. PG is kind of nice. I wonder how many people have desecrated Mr. PG over the years, I'm sure. But like I saw when I drove past them, I was like, oh, there's lights there, so that'd be even harder. You'd have to, like, between the hours of like 2 and 5 a.m., probably some real shady business goes on. Like after, you know, some kids, after being at, say, a pit party, drive back into the city, not sober, and maybe have some business, take some selfies with Mr. PG in a very revealing way.
He is made out of wood, after all.
Right. No, he's made out of a septic tank.
Oh, yeah.
Septic tanks. He's painted to look like wood, but he's not actually made out of wood.
It's a joke in and of itself.
John, how do I know that? You don't know that. Yeah, it is quite a joke. Yeah.
That reminds me, a fun fact you might impress people with, speaking of bowls, the area you will be in is called The Bowl.
Oh, it is?
It's still sunk.
Oh, okay.
It's like such a circumference, yeah.
I haven't... The city doesn't smell to me. I know there's, like, people warn me of a distinct smell because of the pulp and paper, or pulp mills, but I haven't smelled it. Maybe it's just because I'm from Toronto and it stinks there, then it smells actually better here than it does in Toronto. Because our city is just... flagrant with pollution.
It's a good word, flagrant.
Thank you.
Well, Cabby, let's get back to work. One
Thank
more question.
You, sir.
Street Fighter, who's your go-to guy or woman?
See, I was Blanka. Blanka was my dude. I mean, I used to mess with Ken for a bit because I thought for some he might be tougher than Ryu because Ryu is the first character you can choose. I'm like, let me go with Ken. But Blanka's my dude. Like, if you're going to electrocute somebody, just standing there and he jumps into the electrocution, can't go wrong with that. And I'm a bit of a beast. Good. So I have some similarities to that character.
Do you ever beat Street Fighter with Blanca?
Oh, yeah. But like, Street Fighter 2, like when I was on, great question, by the way, on the Super Nintendo, Blanca may have been the first person I beat Bison with. And then I would beat with all the characters because you want to see the cheesy ending and hear like the bad music and stuff, the 16-bit music. But yeah, Blanca, my guy.
Meets his mom.
Right. You remember that?
I don't know why. I've outed myself, I guess.
That's excellent. Excellent.
Thank you for the time.
My pleasure, man. Thank you so much, John.